No, we didn't, but we, you know, there was big money on it.
Yeah.
You know, but just shows that the players don't play for money when you've seen the first half performance, doesn't it? Like, I mean, so I think that as much as it could have increased our budget and the players staying in bonuses, it wasn't apparent in the first half. But, you know, we recovered at least in the second half, and at least we didn't embarrass ourselves like we did at Manchester City. And it's been a great fight to get out of the problems we had, certainly under the circumstances we have. So while today's disappointing, believe you me, last Sunday was fantastic.
It's not easy to play against a team like that because loads of teenagers given a big chance, they've got no fear, I suppose.
No, well, I mean, if you play for Man United, you don't play because you're not good enough, you play because you are good enough. So you've got the talent. The young lads had the opportunity to get on Old Trafford, some three or four of them, for the first time. And if you're going to be good enough to play for Old Trafford, when you get the chance, you have to show what you can do. And some of them youngsters are very talented, with a lot of top quality players around them. Like, I mean, so usual Ose's this, that and the other before the game was never going to be the case. I knew it, because there's a lot of top quality in there with, you know, the back two, Pogba, you know, Martial, Rooney, you know, so there's, you know, a lot, Lingard, so huge amount of experience on the pitch to help them young lads. And they took advantage of our poor performance in the first half.
It's been a really intense spell, this, you know, with, as you mentioned, the big victories, and the Sunday was pretty intense as well. You know, you and the players looking forward to a little bit of a break, given the kind of way the end of the season came about?
Well, unfortunately, some of those lads aren't getting a break because they go on international duty and have to play competitive games in qualifiers. So we keep a big eye on those players first, and hopefully they come through that before they get there. Well-deserved break, but the rest of the lads have only 5 weeks this summer, so it's not a long time at all. So make sure you take full advantage of it, lads.
You've done so many things. You've done this so many.
Andy,
sorry, are you okay?
Good. Yeah.
You've done this so many times, Sam. Do you still get the buzz?
I got the buzz last Sunday, that's for sure, and saw that four goals going, especially the way we finished the opposition off, you know, and so. You know, everybody's talking about, you know, people who do a good job. I mean, there's many people. I mean, look what Craig Shakespeare's done. You know what I mean? He seemed to be getting too much credit for it, and probably because he's British like us, like, they don't get that much credit. You know, people are talking about, and no disrespect to about more jobs Mario Silva's done at Little, but they've got relegated. Shakey's gone and taken Leicester, like I have, out of a very difficult position. Sean Dyche, you know, different class, what he's done at Burnley with the limited resources. But, you know, we are competing in the best league in the world against the best players and against the best managers and coaches, which is great to be here. It's just a shame there's not more British than English.